listening to Joe Barnes Online. We're talking about building businesses, creating an income for life, and having the freedom to work from anywhere in the world with passion and energy. For want of a better phrase, grabbing life by the proverbial balls. My name is Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen. Hello there, how are you doing? You are listening to Joe Barnes here on Joe Barnes Online. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having an awesome week, whatever you're doing. Now, today's episode is little old me again, and I want to follow on from episode 7, where I interviewed the lovely Lauren Clement all about personal branding. And I just want to elaborate on that today and also introduce you to a super cool piece of kit if you want to become a podcaster, which I would urge you to do. So before we go into that, let's talk about personal branding. Let's just talk about what actually is personal branding. Well, according to Wikipedia, personal branding is the practice of people marketing themselves and their careers as brands. It is essentially the process of establishing an image or impression in the minds of others about you, your brand, your business, your service, your product, right? But essentially, personal branding is about you representing your business and your service and your product. You're almost kind of replacing your business and service. You're marketing you, yeah, and then your business and service follows. Somebody who instantly comes to mind way before personal branding really became a thing for me is Richard Branson. If you think many years ago, you know, Virgin was Richard. It was all about Richard Branson, this kind of kooky, shy, dyslexic, yet inventive and creative guy, English guy, who had all these crazy, wacky ideas about flying into space and supersonic aeroplanes and balloon rides and stuff like that. And he, you know, Virgin was Richard Branson. So he really took personal branding to another level way before personal branding kind of became a thing, yeah? Probably nowadays, the king of personal branding, and I mean the king, we've kind of got a king and a queen right at the top there, I would say. The king of personal branding, love him or hate him, but to go from the son of a multimillionaire, not overly clever, I don't think. I might get a backlash of stuff coming at me here for saying that, but I wouldn't say naturally gifted with high IQ. To become the president of the United States. Donald Trump, right? Absolute genius. Clever or not clever, love him or hate him, he has been on a personal branding journey for the last 40 years, which is mind-blowing. To become the president of the United States is just phenomenal. The queen, if you like, then is Oprah. And is she going to run for president? Isn't she going to run for president? Who knows? But she would probably be the queen of personal branding, right? But other people you can think of, Beyonce and Jay-Z, the Kardashians. I mean, these guys, you know, they are just all brilliant at building their personal brands and, of course, making an absolute fortune from their businesses and the other things that they're doing. Going back to the business world, people like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, even Warren Buffett. I mean, his yearly shareholder letters that he publicizes, that builds his Berkshire Hathaway brand. He has become the Oracle from Omaha is the personal brand of his company, and that increases the value of his company. Yeah. If we go a little bit closer to home in my space, in the kind of the online space, and people have built their businesses on the online space, you've got Murray Forleo, Gary Vaynerchuk, Brené Brown, James Altucher, Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss is huge. And he started with a book, right? The 4-Hour Work Week. Brilliant personal branding. And you may have children, and therefore you may know Liza Koshy, Ianna Sarkis, Lele Pons. I mean, all of these people who are YouTubers, YouTube stars, they're all building personal brands. Now, why? What's the point? Why is this so huge? Because, of course, it gets you a huge audience. That's what personal branding is about. Think about the businesses around you who are constantly talking about Facebook ads, Twitter ads, social media marketing, Google AdWords, you know, hoarding, signs, shop fronts, television advertising, radio advertising, all of this stuff. is happening in order to find an audience, in order to get your message, your brand, your product, your service in front of an audience. So if you can do that organically by building this huge personal brand, I mean, go back to Donald Trump. He sells his name. There are X number of Trump buildings in the world. He hasn't bought those. He hasn't actually gone out and invested. He's sold his name. He's licensed his name because his name is so powerful. His brand is so powerful. He can literally just license his name to go on a building. It instantly gives that building the Trump effect, and people, you know, are more likely to go and stay there, right? So that's what personal branding is about. It's about building this huge audience of people. You can then put your product, adds credibility, authority, trust, all of that kind of stuff, right? Think about Amazon and how many people now buy off Amazon. And yet if I go and set up my own website selling the products that we also sell on Amazon, same products, but I don't have a brand. I don't have a strong, trusted, credible, authoritative brand for my products. Therefore, I'm going to get a lot less sales until I can build that brand up. Yeah, that is the power of a brand. So if you are an accountant or a coach, maybe you're in real estate, perhaps you're a book author, maybe you're a yoga instructor, put your teeth in, Joe. Maybe you're a math teacher who sells lessons online. Maybe you sell products, makeup, skin creams, watches. I heard a really good podcast recently, actually, with a lady who was an optometrist, and they took their products online, and she started this whole group around dry eye syndrome. Who knew that was a thing? But she was building her personal brand, building her audience, and then she was able to launch and sell new products and stuff to her audience. So really, it's all about you becoming your brand. So imagine, let's just take an accountancy firm for an example. You are an accountant and you run an accountancy firm. So imagine if every single day you were out there making videos or making podcasts, and you were talking about business. You were talking about how to really increase your cash flow in your business. You were giving really, really good and fantastic tips on great tricks and stuff to make your business more successful, more profitable, all of that kind of stuff. You would essentially be beginning to build your personal brand around your company. Many, many years ago, I saw a guy, and I can't remember his name now, very clever. He caught my attention. He was a real estate guy in London, and every week he would get on a video and he would talk about the state of the market in London. Really interesting, informative information, quite entertaining as well. He'd get on there and he'd chat about the real estate market in London, what was going on, whether it was up, whether it was down, different updates, different things. He was building the brand of his business. And at the time, I mean, we're going back 10, 15 years, he was ahead of the curve. Yeah, there were not many real estate agents doing that. So if you look at these people, look at these entertainers, because entertainment is key here when building your personal brand. Look at these entertainers and look at what they're doing, and ask yourself, how could I incorporate something similar into my business, and how could I actually become the personal brand of my business and therefore gather an audience and start to be able to advertise my products and service out to that audience? So one of the first things you do is you choose your platform of choice. Okay, so are you going to be a YouTuber? Are you going to start a podcast? Are you going to be a blogger? Are you going to write books, etc.? As I said, look, Tim Ferriss started with books, right? So he wrote his book, 4-Hour Workweek. He then started getting into all sorts of other things. I think he started his blog at that point, and he was blogging about his journey. He was getting into investing, things like that. Then he started his podcast. Oh no, then he wrote the 4-Hour Chef, I think. Then the podcast came out. Then he wrote Tribe of Mentors, etc., etc. And now he really doubles down on his podcast. He also has a television show, etc., etc. So it doesn't really matter how you start. You just have to start. So pick your weapon of choice, if you like. For me, podcasting is ultimate. I was making videos, but videos, especially for a girl, I have to say, require makeup and decent lighting, especially when you're getting a bit older. Do you know what I mean, girls? You can't, not like these kids, you know, these 20-year-old kids, you can just flick on the camera and they look amazing. You know, video requires a little bit of extra effort, and can be a pain, especially on getting the lighting, and especially if you don't have a dedicated studio. So like us, we travel all the time, so video can be a bit daunting and a bit of a pain. Blogging is great. I like writing, but I prefer chatting. I prefer talking. So podcasting is the ultimate for me. I can do it anywhere, anytime, from literally anywhere. And now I've found this amazing app, which I'm going to share with you in a minute, which is completely free, by the way. I believe it's like the YouTube of podcasting. And it allows you to literally pick up your phone. You could be in your car and you could pick up your phone, press a button, record a podcast, and click publish, and Bob's your uncle. It's phenomenal. So I'm going to share that with you in a second. So choose your weapon of choice: YouTuber, podcasting, blogging, writing books, whatever it is, social media star. And then immerse yourself in it. Okay? Really immerse yourself in it. Try and create as much content as you feasibly can do. Now, just remember, when you're looking at other people for inspiration and to see what they're doing and how you can incorporate some of their ideas into what you're doing, and you start thinking to yourself, oh gosh, they're on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You know, how on earth can I get on everything? Well, you can't, not unless you've got a huge team and an awful lot of resources, okay? So just start with one. And whatever you do, don't then just regurgitate that. So, you know, don't write a post on Facebook and then go and write this exactly the same one across all the social media outlets, because you've got different audiences, right? Bit different if you're doing a YouTube video or a podcast. You can obviously distribute that everywhere. Yeah, my podcast, I'm going to post all over the place. But like with Instagram, I will post it behind really cool images and tips. So I might take this podcast, for instance, and I might break it down into some little tips that I've been talking about and use those as Instagram images, and then post those images on Instagram with a link to the podcast. On Facebook, it might be a big long post all about personal branding with a link to the podcast. You know, you just have to think creatively and about what audience is where, but also you have to do what is within your means. So if it's literally just you, pick one. Just pick that one place that you want to be on, Instagram or Facebook or wherever it is you want to be, and focus your efforts on that. Because as that grows, and you begin to build an audience, and that then has an effect on your bottom line because you're now selling your product or service, you're then going to be able to go and hire somebody to help you then expand across the different platforms, all right? So don't get overwhelmed by what other people are doing. Watch other people for inspiration, not overwhelm. Well, it's a little tweetable there, isn't it? Watch other people for inspiration, not overwhelm. Anyway, so immerse yourself in this platform. Become knowledgeable about the platform and try and, you know, produce as much content as you possibly can. Be consistent. That's really key here. Be consistent. If you go through and you have a look at some of the best personal brand, they have been consistent. Marie Forleo is such an inspiration, because you go back like 5 years and she has done Q&A Tuesday religiously every single Tuesday for years and years and years and years and years. So you need to be consistent, because this is going to take time. You need to be prepared for the long haul. This is not an overnight thing. Going back to Trump again, 35 years ago he built Trump Towers. 35 years. It's taken him 35 years to become the president of the United States, you know? Pretty good going, actually. Now, you may not want to become the president, but, you know, 35 years it's taken for him to go from, you know, A to X. So just be prepared for the long haul. It may take you, you may have such a unique and incredible idea, it may take you a few months, or it might take 3 or 4 years. Yeah, it might take 5 years. It might take 10 years for you to really, really get where you want to be. But in the meantime, enjoy the journey. You will start to gather an audience. You will start to gather listeners. If you are coming out with interesting and valuable information, you will start to gather, people will talk about you, you'll start to get out there, you'll start being interviewed by other people, blah, 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 you know, and it's just about being consistent and being in people's radars, okay? So you have to be in it to win it, is the old saying, isn't it? So let's just Let's just stop a second now and let me talk to you a little bit about podcasting, because I do believe voice is hugely important. Now, again, don't let this put you off. Voice is incredibly important because right now you're listening to my voice, okay? This allows you to start to get to know me a bit better. You might not see my face, but when you see my pictures on my blog and stuff like that, you can put them with my voice and you are starting to get to know me. That's a great rapport builder. You might be listening to this podcast now and thinking, "Crap, I can't stand this girl." Awesome. You're going to shut the podcast down. You're not my target market. Job's a good one. Or you're listening to the podcast thinking, this is really good. I really like listening to Joe. And therefore, you are my target market. We are building rapport. We're getting on super well. That is why voice, I think, is so important. Yeah, and video as well. Video, voice, the whole thing. If you are a writer, if you really do not want to get out in front of the camera, or you really don't want to get on a podcast and you just want to write, great. Don't let that put you off. Okay, get out there and do your thing. Books are going to be here forever, whether they are hardcover, soft books, or online. It doesn't matter. Books are going to be here forever. So get writing. If you're a good writer, if you can, paint a picture in people's heads with the information that you want to give them through your writing, fantastic. Then get writing. Writing is certainly not dead. But if you happen to be somebody who feels that you can literally sit in your lounge, let me just give you a little clue here, sit in your lounge with your computer on your lap, a pair of USB headphones around your head, a little microphone, and talk for 20 minutes about your subject of choice. If you're somebody who feels you can do that, podcasting is absolutely for you. Okay, so I was actually not going to launch my podcast yet. I was going to launch it after the summer. I'm recording this as I'm recording this right now. I shouldn't really timestamp my podcast because that kind of then ages them. But I'm recording this in June 2018, and I was not going to launch my podcast until after the summer. But then I came across this little app called Anchor. So what you used to have to do with your podcast was I would record this podcast, I would then export it, I would then edit it, I would then do something called tag it with an ID3 editor. And tagging it meant I could add an image to it and I could add all the description and everything about it. And I would put all the kind of, it's a podcast and the podcast is called this and blah, blah, blah. And then that would be tagged. I would save that as an MP3. I would then load that into a hosting company. So I might use my own hosting or I might use a special podcast hoster like Libsyn or something I used to use. And then that would then churn out what was called an RSS feed. And I would be able to take that feed or an XML feed or forget the technology, I don't know, a feed of some kind. I would then take that little piece of code and go to a site like iTunes and submit that. And then I would have to go out to things like Stitcher and Google Play and other places I wanted my podcast. And I would have to submit my little piece of code to all of these different places in order for my podcast to then be distributed across. Now, once I had submitted that feed once, that was okay, because then every time I uploaded a new episode into Libsyn, it would then automatically feed out to those different places. So it was a one-time thing, but you were paying a monthly fee, okay, to the hosting company. And as your podcast grows and you upload more and more episodes, that monthly fee is going to go up, right? So funnily enough, a friend of mine said to me a few weeks ago, "Hey, Joe, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if there was a YouTube for podcasts?" And I said, "Well, I tell you what, I bet you any money you like, somebody is going to be inventing one pretty damn soon, because, you know, it's got to be the next logical step, right?" And here I came across an app called Anchor, anchor.fm. And it's absolutely awesome. It's an app on your phone. You can also access it through your dashboard on your computer. They also have a brand new app now for the iPad. It's quite new. And here's how it works. So basically right now I am recording into my computer. Okay, I am actually using ScreenFlow, and I'm using ScreenFlow because I'm really comfortable with it, because I've made videos for years. I'm super comfortable with ScreenFlow for Mac. However, you could use Audacity, you could use GarageBand, okay, there are two other audio apps, or you could go into your desktop, okay, into Anchor, and you can click a button and record directly into your Anchor desktop, which I'm going to do in 1 second, okay, just to show you how it sounds. So right now I'm recording into ScreenFlow, and then what I will do at the end of this is I will export my file from ScreenFlow. I'll throw it into iTunes to create an MP3. Okay, it takes 2 seconds, and then I upload that MP3 to Anchor. And that's it. That's job done. I put in a title for my episode, a little description of what my episode is about, and then this podcast will be distributed out currently to iTunes. It's available on iTunes. It's obviously available on the Anchor app itself. It can also be heard at Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and all these other different places. You may even be listening to this, I don't know, on your Echo machine in your lounge, right? Or you may be listening to this on your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal how this stuff works. But basically, Anchor.fm is just this super cool little app where I can upload one episode and it just distributes it out to all these different places, okay? So, like I said, you can record it outside of Anchor, like I'm doing right now, i.e. on ScreenFlow or Audacity or on GarageBand, okay? And just go, if you're not sure how to use Audacity or GarageBand, just go onto YouTube. Literally, there are hundreds of tutorials how to record a podcast using GarageBand, how to record a podcast using Audacity. And you're going to find Pat Flynn does some awesome from Smart Passive Income. Pat Flynn does some awesome tutorials on how to use GarageBand to record your podcast. Okay. So go and have a look at that, and then you can literally export it as an MP3, and then you just upload your MP3 directly into Anchor.fm. Okay. So in a second, I'm going to go over to Anchor and show you how it all works. But for now, let me just go on to the next section. So let's say that you wanted to do an interview with somebody. Okay, then what you can do is you can use Zoom. There's an app called Zoom, and you can do one-to-ones completely for free for as long as you like. If you want longer than an hour with multiple people, I think you have to pay, but it's free if you want to do one-to-ones and they're for as long as you like. I haven't yet been completely sold on the call recording quality of Zoom. Last time I did a call and I exported the audio from Zoom, I wasn't happy with the quality, and thankfully I'd done a backup on ScreenFlow, so I use that. But I haven't really played with it much yet, so I need to go back in and have a bit of a better play with Zoom. But have a look into Zoom, and also you might want to record on Skype, and you can use Call Recorder for Skype. That's super good. I found that to be really good. So when I do my interviews with people, I can use Call Recorder for Skype. That then records the entire Skype conversation. I can then basically export that as an MP3, and I can upload that conversation directly into the Anchor FM app. So again, super, super easy. I have an intro and an outro I recorded myself. All right, so you can go and spend thousands and thousands of dollars if you like on somebody else doing it for you, and maybe one day I will, but right now it's a new podcast. I want to get it live, so I did my own intro and outro, and all I did is I went to Envato, Envato. I paid about $10, I think, for a little piece of music that I really liked. I put that piece of music into ScreenFlow. You can do the same with GarageBand and Audacity, and then I recorded myself over the music. So that bit that you here at the beginning, hey, you're listening to Joe Barnes Online, that's me doing what I'm doing right now into a mic and then just adding that on top of the music. And I recorded the outro as well. So all I need to do is upload these to Anchor, and Anchor works in segments, so now I can literally pull my intro into my episode and then have my episode segment, and then pull my outro into my episode, and all of a sudden there I have an intro, an episode, and an outro. Okay, it's super cool. And then Anchor does the rest for you. You upload your graphic, your podcast graphic. You complete your show description for each description. You click publish everywhere, and Anchor sends it out, and that's it. And then what I also do is I create a quick page on my blog for the podcast. I embed the file. So Anchor gives you an iframe code so you can embed the little player, so people can listen directly to the podcast on your blog. I put some show notes, and job's a good one. And you can take your link as well from Anchor and post it on social media and anywhere you want. So it can be embedded, shared, posted, whatever you like. And that's basically it, right? Super, super easy. So I'm just gonna end this segment. This is essentially called a segment, what I'm doing right now here. I'm just gonna stop this segment right now, and I'm gonna head over to Anchor, and I'm gonna record directly on Anchor, and then I'm gonna move over to the phone, and I'm gonna record the rest of it on the phone using my phone. It's so absolutely cool. So here I am now recording directly on the Anchor app. Now, the sound might have changed slightly. So I would urge you obviously to try and keep your recording to one device at a time. So either record directly on the dashboard app, which is what I'm doing right now, or record off the dashboard app on your own platform, i.e. GarageBand, Audacity, or ScreenFlow. Or record directly on your phone, because otherwise the voice will change throughout the episode, which you don't really want. But this is me recording directly into the Anchor app right now. So you actually need no software whatsoever. You don't have to record into ScreenFlow and export. You can literally just come straight into Anchor, click record, and record away without any external stuff at all, right? And then I can save this, and then this will be saved as an episode, and then I can basically drag in my intro, drag in my outro, and there is my entire episode in the Anchor app without me having to use any external equipment whatsoever other than my USB headphones with mic attached. Logitech USB headphones with mic attached, which I swear by. Loads of people have got condenser mics and this mic and that mic, but for now, my little USB headphones will absolutely do the job. So there we go. So now let's quickly head over to the phone, right? All right, so this is me recording directly into my telephone now. That's it. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it? So the great thing about the phone is literally wherever I am in the world, and I'm about just to go traveling in a couple of weeks, we are off and we are going to Australia and New Zealand and the South Pacific. And while I'm out there, I am going to literally be able to just pick up my phone and record a podcast, which is going to be phenomenal. And then from within my phone, I can then add in my intro, I can add in my outro, I can add in my description of what the podcast is about, click publish, and my podcast will be distributed everywhere with everything I need, all directly from my phone. Absolutely phenomenal. So I do believe Anchor is the YouTube of podcasting. It's completely free. I have no shares in it. I have no interest other than to hopefully introduce you to a super cool tool which takes away any barriers to you being able to move forward with your personal branding journey and begin to get yourself out there and build your audience. The key here is to take action. The key here is to get started. And so I ask you, I leave you with this question. What can you do today to begin building your personal brand for your business, whatever business you are in, whatever. I don't believe there is one single business out there that could not benefit from some form of personal branding. So what could you do today to get out there and start to build the brand of your business or service through yourself? Could you get onto Anchor right now? Literally just get onto Anchor right now and record and publish a podcast? Yes, you could. You go on to one of these free picture sites, grab yourself a really nice looking image, go into one of these free editing sites, PicMonkey or Canva or whatever, add on your name, accountancy rocks with John Smith from Brighton, right? And you stick that on an image, you upload it into the app, you say, hey, this is John Smith. I'm going to talk about amazing accountancy tips for your business. I'm going to turn your business into a profitable enterprise overnight. Listen to my tips, blah, blah, blah. And then just record a tip. And it might only be 5 minutes long. Doesn't matter. Can you get out there, take action, and get started today to build your personal brand? And the answer to that is absolutely, categorically, 100% yes. So I do hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope it's been useful to you and you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed recording it, because I do enjoy recording these. They're fun as well. That's the great thing about podcasts and stuff. They're super fun. So thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing. And I look forward to speaking to you again on the next episode. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to joebarnesonline.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run from Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast. I'm not sure where you're listening to this, but if you happen to be on iTunes, it literally takes a tenth of a second to hit the little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors, so please head over to joebarnesonline.com/microangel to find out more about how you can become a micro angel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast, and in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.